Welcome
Love
to
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today, I'm blessed enough to have Kelly Covert, who is, how do I put this nicely? She is someone who believes in others, into beauty. And what I'm going to ask her is why she started her business and why that's her tagline. So let me bring on the fabulous Kelly.
How are you?
Good morning, Kelly. Welcome to Women of Wisdom. And as I said in the introduction, which was quick, I want to know from you why you started your business and why your tagline is so significant to all of us, including myself.
Well, first of all, Wen, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm super excited to be here with you. And, you know, my company is Strong Body, Whole Heart, and I think just the name of the company speaks volumes. And our passion at Strong Body, Whole Heart is to help women transform from the inside out, because we believe that we are all worthy today. So no matter if you have 10 more pounds to lose, or if you're not in your dream job, or if your bank account is not where you want it to be, you know, you are worthy today. You are good enough today. And our message of self-love is really, really important. And I got into this business mostly because I was coaching triathletes and I was teaching musicians. I'm a musician also. And I was doing these two really different things. And I was kind of feeling like, well, what am I doing? I'm doing these really different things. And what is the connector? What is the through line in all of the things that I love doing? And what I realized that I'm passionate about is helping people believe in themselves, helping people see that they can do what they truly desire, what they truly want, that their dreams can come true, and that they deserve it, and that they are good enough for that. And any transformation, whether it be a physical transformation, whether it be, you know, going from point A to B, running a marathon, doing a triathlon, doing a big competition, whatever it might be, it requires inner belief. And that belief in yourself and that knowing that you can do it. And that's what I love doing. That's what I love helping people with, is just that idea that you are good enough today. And if you didn't do one more thing, you're amazing. But when you stand in that amazing, you can do anything.
That is so amazing. And for those of you who do not know, I am an ex triathlete, and I was an ex-triathlete. I'm actually the first woman with cerebral palsy to compete in the Kona triathlon. Unfortunately, we didn't finish because I wasn't given the opportunity I should have been. Let's just put it that way. And so I want to ask Kelly why she went from one heavy, 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 heavy opposite end of the spectrum to this beautiful coaching business. Because being a triathlete could be emotionally taxing, not only on a triathlete, but on a team itself helping the triathlete. And so what made you reach your breaking point?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that I don't do it. I mean, I coach triathletes still because I'm really passionate about helping people realize their dreams. And for some people, those dreams involve doing a triathlon. And, you know, what I think is amazing and powerful about triathlons is that they push you. They require you to go beyond what you thought you could do. And when I was doing triathlons, I don't do them anymore, actually, but when I was doing them, that's what I felt like they did for me. But there came a point where what happened for me on a personal level with racing was that it became about proving to myself or proving to others that I'm good enough. And the way that I did that was by doing more races, or by doing a longer race, or by trying to go faster and have a personal record. And a couple of years ago, I was really striving for breaking that 6-hour mark in a half distance triathlon. That was my goal. And I did 3 in one season, and I missed the mark by minutes every single time. And I was really disappointed. And then I sort of, after taking a step back, I realized, 1 minute or 2 minutes is not going to change who I am. I'm still me, and the essence of me is beautiful and amazing, whether or not I do a triathlon in 6 hours and 1 minute or 5 hours and 59 minutes. And the reason that I still love coaching triathletes is because the triathletes that I coach understand that, and I help them to understand that. They come to me with goals. They say, I want to do an Ironman triathlon in 13 hours. And then I say to them, well, okay, but what else do you want to do during that race? How do you want to feel during that race? Why do you want to do that race? What is it going to show you about yourself? What are you going to learn from that? And so it becomes more of a journey. It becomes more of this way to discover who we are and how amazing we are already. And really crossing the finish line, I think, is not the greatest achievement. The greatest achievement is having the courage to begin and having the courage to believe that we can do it. And that is universal. That doesn't apply just to triathlon. And that's sort of what brought me away from that, is because I wanted to share that with people regardless of what their goal was, regardless of where they were in their life. I wanted to share them that the journey, the knowing of yourself is what is powerful and is what can change lives. I think that so many of us feel that it's just, it's just me. What can I do? How can I don't really matter in the big scheme of things. But my feeling is that we all matter. We all can touch one person, or we all can change one life, and we might not even know that we're doing it. But when we start stepping into that power of knowing that we matter, we help other people know that they matter too. And that goes so beyond sport, and that's what I really wanted to get into, sort of this bigger business of helping people understand that, and understanding that it's about our soul, right? It's about who we think we are and what we bring to the world and how we serve others. And if some people get there through triathlon, that's great, but there's so many ways to get there.
Yeah, there is. And that leads me to my next question. What, other than working, what is your favorite thing to do in life?
Oh my gosh, my favorite thing to do in life, I love to lay on the couch and read a really good book. And on any given weekend, that's pretty much where you can find me. I would say reading is one of my great joys in life. And I love hearing my children laugh. That brings so much joy to me. I love doing that. I love being with my family. I love going to the mountains. The mountains are, where my soul is, sitting beside a lake with a book or just being quiet or hiking. Those are the things that I really love. So, the things that bring peace and joy to me.
So that leads me to my next question. It wasn't even on my list of questions, but what is your ultimate favorite inspiring book? It doesn't have to be a book about triathlons. by any sense of mean, but what's your ultimate favorite book that you would recommend to my listeners and recommend to the people that are going to be listening to this interview later on?
Well, I think that's a really hard question, Wynn, because I love books and there are so many really, really good ones. But if I had to narrow it down, the book that I would choose that really changed my life was The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. I'm a big fan of all of her work. And in fact, I was just on her website this morning. She has a new book coming out in August that I'm looking forward to. But The Gifts of Imperfection for me was really eye-opening because I am a recovering perfectionist. That's how I like to call myself. I, you know, was your classic overachiever all my life. Everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be more, more, more. And I think that's a lot of what drove me in triathlon as well. And when I was really able to step back and understand how being imperfect makes me, and how that enables me to share with others and how that helps me to serve others, that really was life-changing for me. And it's a book that I go back to a lot to help. I recommend it to others. I sometimes need reminders because, like I said, I'm recovering perfectionist, so sometimes I slip back into those old tendencies, and it's just an excellent book. I highly recommend it, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown.
Wow, that is fascinating. I'm sure by now you can type it in on Amazon, and you can type it in on iBooks, so type it in on Kindle. And that being said, you can also type my books in on Kindle and my books in on Amazon. My books, well, there's a slew of them, but my books are I Come a Win, which is my original biography, and that's a fascinating read right there. And then I have a couple others that you guys may like, I don't know, but yeah, you can always find my books on Kindle, on Amazon, and then I will keep you updated on my progress as it goes on. So I wanted to ask Kelly, how could people find you, and how could people get to know you?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, the best place to find me as far as what I do and what we offer at our business, Strong Body Whole Heart, is on our website, strongbodywholeheart.com, and that's all one word, .com. And then we're also on Facebook. If you search Strong Body Whole Heart, it will come up. You can find our podcast. We also have a weekly audio podcast, and you can find that on iTunes and Stitcher, and also listen to that right from our website. And if you want to reach out to me personally, you can do that on Twitter at SBWHeart, and also on Instagram at SBWHeart_Kelly.
Well, I might have to listen to your weekly podcast. You might have to send me a link to that because
I will.
I didn't realize that about a year ago I interviewed a woman named Dawn with a facial imperfection, and she the other day, unbeknownst to any of us, I saw in the Huffington Post that she made it to the Huffington Post. My goodness. And she is still dealing with this facial imperfection. She's accepted her own disability, but I'm happy enough to say that one of my women of wisdom made it to the Huffington Post. And so I'm wanting to support women, and I'm wanting to support all that we do, and this is why I've started Women of Wisdom, and I hope that Kelly will support me in doing what I do and maybe share this interview in her newsletter or do something, because the more power we have behind women, the better. And so that leads me to my next question. How much would it be for people to work with you?
Well, we have a lot of different offerings, and we do one-on-one coaching. But what I love the most that we offer, besides our one-on-one coaching, which it depends on how many sessions you want, is we have a program that we call Lights by Design, and that is a 12-week group coaching program, and it's done as a telecourse. So anybody from all over the world can take this course. It's fantastic because you just call in, we have a number, and we have a really cool system where we can see who is on the call. But what Life by Design is for, it's for people who feel stuck where they are. It's for people who take a look at their life and they say, is this really it? Is this what I'm destined to do for the rest of my life? They feel like they're stuck in a rut. Maybe it's that they take the kids back and forth every day and they're doing laundry and they're cleaning the house and they've forgotten what their passion is, what their purpose is in life. And you know what? It's not that it's not there. We all have that. We all have purpose. We all have passion. But sometimes it gets hidden and we have to uncover that and we have to really get clarity on what our vision for our life is. And that takes work, and it's the kind of work that is hard work, but that pays off, because once you have a vision for your life, you can really see how every choice you make either takes you closer to that vision or further away from that. And so that's what our course Life by Design does. And so our next session of Life by Design starts in the fall. But we are currently working on some online courses, including a little mini course on vision, and which will kind of give everyone a taste for what Life by Design has to offer. And if you check out our website, that will be coming soon within the next month or so. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, our online courses are going to range from about $37 to about $197, and then our Life by Design program is $1,000 for the 12 weeks. But let me tell you, it is worth every penny. We have seen people make huge changes in their life and really get excited about waking up every day, get excited about living, and it's such a blessing to us, because that's our vision. That is our desire for women to really step into their power and start creating the life that they want.
Wow, that is fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. And do any of your triathletes ever do this Life by Design course?
You know, that's a really good question. A lot of my triathletes have done some of our workshops, our live workshops, which if you are in New York, we've done some live workshops. Those workshops are what I'm taking and then creating our little mini courses out of. So a lot of my triathletes have done our live workshops, but none have done Life by Design yet, probably because they're so busy training.
So, maybe that is something that you should probably consider, that you should probably wrangle triathletes into Life by Design. So, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all your wisdom, as always, about triathletes and how you do whole body, mind, heart, and spirit. And I look forward to keeping tabs on you. And please send me a link to your podcast, and I'll be sure to check it out. And do it in my weekly newsletter, or maybe share an inspirational story from Women of Wisdom in my weekly newsletter.
Great. When I will do that, I'll get that right out to you. And I am looking forward to sharing this interview all on my social media, too, so all of our listeners can find out about you.
Well, that would be much appreciated. And I thank you for sharing your wisdom and your time.
Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you. And you guys, I hope you enjoyed another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom. Again, you can find me at WynnCharles.com or Wynn's Women of Wisdom at WeBelieve.com. I know that's a mouthful, but and those two sites will be connected into one. And we're working on that process as of today. So one website under one loop, and you can always find me through my Facebook business page, and we'll connect that way. All the easiest way is to connect with me via email on my website. So I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom.